What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Excuse me, do you work here?
Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
Sure, if it was just a nice Hawaiian shirt or if you were an employee.
Oh, sorry. You like the shirt?
Oh yeah, I love the vibe.
Thank you. Yeah. I've been wearing this shirt for a few days in a row here, and you're the first person to compliment it, so thank you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It looks great on you. I am noticing a bit of a scent. I don't know if you can get to or whatever.
Coconut oil.
Not what I'm noticing, but yeah, that's not what you're noticing? No, I mean like a body odor, like not that you are a smelly person, but maybe a few days in a row while working.
Oh my God.
It seems like you're doing a lot of heavy box
lifting. No, I sweat a lot back here, but I thought the coconut oil I lathered over my body would cover it up.
No, it's kind of like, not to be crass, but have you ever used poopery?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a feeling you don't know what I'm about to say because you said you're in a way that you're kind of excited about poopery.
No, I love poopery.
My experience is it just makes my bathroom smell like vanilla shit when I use it.
Oh, well, when do you spray it?
Before.
Oh, right before?
I think whatever the bottle says, but I think the bottle's before. But
you don't trust the bottle.
Oh.
When I anticipate a poo coming along, I pre-spray.
Mm. Earlier
up
in
the butt.
I could have never in a million years guessed where
Why
that
would
was
you?
Going.
You wouldn't have. You wouldn't have, but that's what you do. You know, like I'm glad we built a rapport so I didn't like shoot that out the gun, you know, my first
three
bullet.
Bells. Ding, ding, ding.
What? I've always wondered what that means, by the way.
Oh, here at this Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
It means that, it means I'm holding up the line.
Yeah, I have, I'm sorry to interrupt. I have six cartons of eggs here. If you guys could just...
Oh,
move.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that was what I was going to ask, because I was here for eggs, but it seemed like you were maybe out or they weren't restocked, so...
Yeah, we got some eggs, six cartons?
Yes.
Is there like a limit or anything on those?
Six is usually the limit. But listen, fellas, since you got a couple egg boys here, let me give you a little tip. Eggs are going to lead to flatulence. Are you aware of that?
No, actually, no. Not for me. That's not an issue.
It's not. Hey, I thought it may have been because you were sharing that vanilla shit thing earlier. But for me anyways, eggs, yeah, I mean, they hit the tum-tum hard.
I heard a little hack I heard on TikTok. If you poopery your pants before you put them on, nice and moist.
I like that. Now, this
pants.
Guy's a thinker. Let's ring you up, my friend.
Ding, ding, ding. Three bells.
Oh, boy. All right. Hey. I can't give advice and check people out at the same time.
I'm actually behind both of these guys. Do you guys have any more poopery? I was in the poopery section. I couldn't find any.
I took the last bottles. I took the last bottles. Yeah. I have a dinner party tomorrow night, and I'm giving them out as little gifts.
That's cute.
Yeah, like little place settings.
I hate to make any sort of statements, but you look like you really need it right now.
I need a spray up bad.
Spray up?
Yeah, I spray it right up the butthole too.
How did everybody hear this but not me?
We're innovators.
It's poopery. I mean, what else would you do with
it?
Yeah. Is this in the Fearless Flyer? Should I be reading that?
It's not toilet scent. It's poopery. You put it where the poo goes, you put it where the poo leaves.
It's not toilet scent.
I gotta say, there's an openness amongst fellows here. I don't know if we're all maybe invited to whatever party you have tonight, but I'm kind of having a nice time here. I don't know.
I can check the invite list. Look, I always like to make new friends, especially when they're customers. You know, I mean, look at this now. Look at how long my line is just because the...
Ding, ding, ding.
You know what, Greg? Just ring the bell instead of saying it with your voice.
What do you mean you invited three friends to Dad's wake?
Look, Beth, I was working my shift, and I met three fellas who needed a little bit of advice, and they're going to come by, and they're going to say a couple things about Dad.
So three guys that knew Dad, that's sweet. I mean,
no, you know, they didn't know Dad, but I gave him some like cue cards.
You are already on the yep.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm prepped. We're all good. My pants Thank are you. Already sprayed.
Thank you, Beth. This Sorry. This is Donovan.
Hi, Donovan.
Nope. I will not be shaking your hand.
Okay, well, I've sprayed it. Don't worry. It's been sprayed. Thank you for the gift
You're
bag,
welcome.
By the way.
You're welcome, Donovan.
Hello. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes. I put mine on SNL-like cue cards, my words, so I need to cheat out as I sort of eulogize your dad.
That's... No problem. Okay. No problem.
Is that who the short man with thick glasses yeah. is? He's yeah. holding the cue cards.
I'll say the short hungry man with thick glasses. It's kind of
a fruit plate
for everybody.
Well, this is a fantastic. I could have stayed there all day.
We could go back to the wake. I'm happy there.
Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I'm one of your hosts, sitting here with my other buddy, Mr. Dan Lippert.
Hello.
Hello. And we got two great guests here. You already heard them, but let's bring them right out. Our first one, Mr. Derek Hackett.
Woo. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And Mike McClendon.
Hey, fellas. Great to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you here. It's nice to start out with a little shit scene.
Yeah.
Always is.
Top of our intelligence.
If you could guess, just off the top of your head, what percentage of improv scenes that you've done in your life have something to do with poop? More or less than 20.
That's a good number.
I think so.
That's 10 to 20? Somewhere in there.
Oh my God. I was about to say once a show.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's such an easy, like, sometimes it's just like a scene saver, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I feel like it's either heightened to president or you go down to shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Evolve or devolve.
Scenes end up in heaven or on the toilet.
Yeah. It is that weird thing because nobody wants to talk about shit all day. Like, it's like, hey, we get it, like, you know, hide that or whatever. But it is weird to never talk about it because I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a 3-year-old. So does Derek. So we can. I'll be curious about this, but he's just kind of getting into like potty talk, kind of, you know, like he'll just be like, "Daddy, do you want to eat this? It's doo doo."
Oh, I haven't gotten to that stage yet with my daughter.
No. She hasn't tried to feed you doo doo.
No.
So your daughter loves you and cares for you. Yeah. Have you tried this doo doo?
No, okay. I haven't. It's not actual doo doo. It's like, you know, it's like boogers or something.
I was just talking to Derek about with my nieces. Like, and how I am with audiences in general of like trying to pander to their sensibility. And with one of my nieces, my girlfriend had recently shown me this drawing her sister did when they were kids of all of their siblings in their future job. And she drew my girlfriend, I think, as a fart scientist. And she's like smelling out of a fart machine. And it was really making me laugh. And so I was playing this game with my niece where it was like, someone's on the phone for you. And I was like, it's the fart scientist or whatever. And then she was like, can we play the game again? And I was like, sure. And she was like, but not the farts.
Didn't she make it up?
No, I did. I was like, I was reusing a joke that had made me laugh that a different 13-year-old kid had done 20 years ago.
I see. Wait, it was a 13-year-old?
That's who, like, my girlfriend's sister, when she had done it. But I was doing it to my niece when she was like 4, trying out. I was like, because I'm just like, I'm like, trying to improvise who's on the phone and run out of ideas. Yeah. I like, you understand how a stand-up could steal someone's material or something. You're like sweating with who's on the phone with your niece, and it's like
you and your kid are wearing the same shirt. Is that your kid on the slide there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was my wife's idea to kind of have matching clothes, but I ended up liking it. Yeah.
That's fun. I like that. Yeah, yeah, cool.
It's a Julian.
Julian. Yeah. Good name. Thank you. Cool. I like that. Yeah.
I haven't seen, is that your son over there?
Oh, no. I just come here for material. I'm a stand-up comic, and, you know, I just kind of come and observe the kids and just... you know.
Really?
Get jokes and get some bits out of it.
It is generally frowned upon for guys, I don't want to make sweeping generalizations, but with mustaches coming by the park.
Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame that you can't have a mustache anymore these days and go to a park and sit by yourself and just observe?
I think it makes kind of perfect sense, and there's maybe a few casualties. I'm sure you're a great guy.
Oh, hey, Michael.
That'll happen.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you don't want to hang out with this guy unless you want to be in his act. He did some really off-color material about me and my son. I would not hang out with this guy if I were you.
Oh, you... Oh, my God. Are you, like, going and roasting people at the park in your act?
Yeah, yeah. I get material from some playgrounds, and then I just go and use it at other playgrounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Good luck finding anything. Oh, don't do anything about me and my son's matching shirt. It was my wife's idea.
The Doublemint twins? Why don't you guys fill a gum commercial?
Oh. Oh, sorry. I'm just a fan.
Oh, you don't have any kids here? I noticed you were just kind of hanging out.
No kids. He has a huge following online. He said he's going to be here.
What's up, Meatloaf?
Whoa, whoa.
Good to have you here, my dude.
Is Meatloaf a nickname he gave you, like George W. Bush, kind of randomly, or that's what you go by?
Kind of randomly. He roasted me. I was eating a Meatloaf sandwich, and that sort of became my name and my thing.
Yeah, days I go to playgrounds and I roast people, and at night I go to Sizzlers, and I look for the fellas by themselves, and I walk up to the table, and I just slam them.
I can't believe that made a fan out of you.
Yeah, it made me a fan. I was like, oh, this is great. Thanks. It's like being a part of the show. So I loved it. Yeah.
Well,
call that a swing set? More like a swing solo. Kids by himself.
Sorry, that's Nathan. His sister is actually in the hospital. She fell out of a car.
She fell out of a car?
I wish it weren't true.
This comedian is crushing me. This comedian is crushing my family.
Hey, Nathan, lighten up. At least you didn't fall out of a car. You dope. Hey, give it up for Meatloaf.
Stop it, Meatloaf.
I have to applaud for your fans.
Yeah. Give it up for Meatloaf. He showed up. He drove all the way from Aceta to come to this playground today.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I think my son has to use the restroom.
Can I see your ticket, please?
Ticket? No, I'm just here with my son. He's playing on the playground. We come here every week.
Okay. Well, you need a ticket if you're going to watch the show.
You could buy a couple drinks. You can buy a couple drinks off me.
Or chicken strips. It's a two-item minimum. It could be beer. It could be...
You want some backpack cocktail? Chicken strips or some cooler drinks?
None of the above. I would like to play with my son.
This dude wants to play with his son. Yikes. No. And I'm the guy with the mustache.
Oh, Meatloaf.
Thank you, Meatloaf. Announce yourself.
Your audience is their own hype man? I this is unacceptable. If that's what it takes, then my son and I will leave, all right? I don't want to have to pay to be at the playground while I get roasted. For what, by the way?
Oh, check this out. Meatloaf, I got a heckler now, huh?
Oh, here we go. I got my phone ready.
Uh-oh, attack mode.
please, I'm not heckling you, all right? I actually think you've been pretty good at what you do. I just don't like the where you start with your why you're doing it.
Look, buddy, I'm sorry. Look, why don't you come out to Sizzlers tonight? I'm doing 30 minutes. It's my Comedy Central stand-up routine.
All right, Sizzler, thanks for coming out or being here and being surprised by the show. Either way, we have a couple of great comics for you and one not so good one. But grab your seats, order an extra slice of cheese toast, and please welcome Meatloaf.
Earlier today, I saw a dad and the son wearing the same shirt. What was that all about?
Do you guys have any more Caesar dressing? Are you guys out of Caesar at the salad bar?
I'll refill right now. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, good, Meatloaf.
Thank you. Oh, man. He's not here, is he? Because I've been stealing his material.
Don't announce that.
Into the mic. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, buddy.
That's pretty much all I got right now.
All right, I got 8 orders of meatloaf. Which tables do these go to?
That's right over there, man.
We didn't order these.
I think a few people were announcing that meatloaf was here, but I don't know that we ordered meatloafs. Hey, everybody, let's not name ourselves after items on the menu here. That's really confusing.
I came to see meatloaf. Where's the singer meatloaf?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You came to see meatloaf?
Yes.
Crazy bat out of hell t-shirt on this lady?
Yes. What's wrong with that? Oh, I can't wear a bat out of hell shirt?
I just say put the shirt on when the next comedian gets out of
it. Oh, right. You'll like it that I took the shirt off.
Let's give it up for meatloaf. Thank you, meatloaf. Great
thank you,
job.
Thank you, thank
great
you.
Job. Coming up next to the stage, you know him, you love him. He's been at Sizzler for a long time. Welcome, Kids Cart. He's dressed like Seinfeld, but he loves chicken nuggets.
Okay, Sizzler, what's the deal with salad bars? Am I gonna need somebody to drive me home after I consume one of those? Boom!
Do something on why there's no Caesar yet.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Hey, why is there no Caesar? It's March! Did somebody stab the bottle in the back?
Yeah!
That's for the history boys
Sizzler!
In the back.
Sizzler!
That's right. Sizzled. All right. I see a lovely couple enjoying St. Patrick's Day over there.
No,
ma'am. How are you, ma'am?
No, we're not here for the show.
Sorry. If you bought some Sizzler, you're here for the show. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Bernice.
Ooh, Bernice. I bet you got a burr uncle, huh?
What?
A burr uncle?
Honey, lighten up. You gotta lighten up.
Well, he's not going in on you. He's going in on me. He said I have a burr uncle. He's going in on me. I'm here for the salad bar and I wasn't even that hungry.
I took her here to prepare because we're going to see Jeselnik in 8 months. She needs to get used to this. See it.
Excuse me.
It's not going in on you.
We're going to prepare for Jeselnik in 8 months.
I must commend your ability to come up with quick jokes. Impressive.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
That's that short form skill. Mm.
Is that like a muscle that can be worked, or you've always been able to do that?
I think it's like, well, like, there's people who love puns, and then there's people who don't love puns, and I love puns. It took a lot to, like, iron puns out of my, like, long-form playing.
And then you're off Harold Knight, and it's like, the puns are coming back. No one's giving me notes anymore.
I had a kid, and I was like, here they are. They're back. Like, dad jokes are just, like, easy. They just roll off.
I think the thing with puns are they're great every time. You just can't go, like, and give me a lot. Like if you do a pun, you can't go like, and I need a big response. You kind of got to throw them away.
No, they're just,
you know,
they're
what
just,
I mean?
Yeah, it's almost like a writer's room exercise where it's just like spit them out and then see like if any of them are like the one that you really like.
Yes, you know? Yes. Low expectations for me. Yeah.
That thing, I think I had Jeselnik on the brain because about a month ago I saw a video of him just recommending his favorite books of 2023. And he's so like, as a stand-up, you get the impression he's above it.
Yeah.
That, like, it was interesting to hear him just talk authentically about, like, 10 books that he liked.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking for a book to read, so I, like, re-looked it up the other day. And then I downloaded a book, and I was like, what if this whole thing was, like, a Jeselnik long con roast?
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm going to trick these idiots to read these books because I said they were good. Yeah. And I got all in my head, and now I, like, can't enjoy the book.
Just ends with a dark 9/11 joke that he just led you towards.
So funny.
That roast thing, it made me think of when I first moved here, I would do, like, every improv drop, and I could do, and they Second City used to be next to the improv on Melrose. And occasionally, Roastmaster Jeff Ross would drop into a 2-hour improv class
and do improv.
And this like guy who didn't know who Jeff Ross was initiated a scene where he was teasing Jeff Ross, like picking on him.
No.
and to like his credit, like Jeff kept the scene going or whatever. And then the scene ended, and the guy who was teaching the drop-in class was like, are you aware that you were like trying to pick on Jeff Ross, the comedian? He was like, Jeff, I applaud your restraint, like you didn't roast him at all. And Jeff was like, yeah, well, I could have. And then he just listened, then he just proceeded to roast him after notes.
Oh my God.
Like he still had it in him. He was just sitting on all of it. And then the scene was over, he's like, your shoes are dumb. Just top to bottom. Just
Isn't it so funny that he's the guy that became the person to roast everyone else? This bald fat guy with no style. It's like, I'm not taking a roast from you. No offense. That doesn't offend me.
Absolutely. Like, since then, like with a lot of comedians, like the skeletons have kind of come out about him as well. But yeah, it is funny. Like the person who picks on everybody else, you're like,
okay.
Yeah.
He's picking on himself a lot at home, I think. And we just don't see that part. You know?
Sure. Who should be like the ideal roast? Like, Brad Pitt,
or at least it would make sense. You know what I mean? At least this guy knows that I'm bad. Yeah.
The couple times I've seen like Nick Kroll do stuff live, he'll go in on someone in the audience, and he feels like about right for it because it's like, oh, he's pretty handsome and successful, but you could see that he wasn't always, you know? Mm-hmm. But it does make me really scared. Because it's like, oh, that now I'm learning everything you're not saying when you look at me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's in there. It's not like you just found it magically.
Yeah. It's all you, like, you are the person in my head when I'm like getting dressed for a wedding and I'm hoping no one goes like, whoa, socks don't match the tie or whatever. And it's like, ah, oh, fuck.
That would destroy me. I mean, it would. It probably would just make me go like, wear my pants low all day. Yeah. You know, not show. Yeah, a lot of people say that, like, you know, comedians are actually secretly really mean. I totally see it and agree. Like, I don't think I'm a really mean person, but a lot of my comedy is at a young age came from in like a self-defense or like a defense mechanism of like other people are being mean to me. So I'm going to learn how to be really mean back to them, you know?
Yeah.
And that's definitely true.
Or like, self-deprecating. Like that was my trick. I moved around a lot. And so I just kind of learned like around middle school, like, okay, if I bully myself, like if I'm aware of what an oddball I am and like lean into that, it's like, they can't really roast that or pick on that because I'm already being
That's
silly.
Such an interesting thing because you kind of hear that a lot. And it's surprising that so many people naturally came to that conclusion. You know what
you
I mean? It's
not it
like
early.
You didn't read a book that was like make fun of yourself to get ahead of it. You just through like survival of the fittest or whatever, multiple people have come to that skill and conclusion.
Like, I'm not bigger than any of these people. Yes. I'm not more intelligent than them.
Do you remember feeling like it was actively working? Like people would like you more because of that or would not go in on you because of it?
Yeah, and maybe it wasn't so much like I was like roasting myself, like it was that self-deprecation, but maybe it's just like using comedy to diffuse situations
right.
or stand out or like to make that...
Here's how I'm valuable to everybody. I'm the guy who's aware of everything and funny about it.
And like, I don't know about y'all, but I was working hard for that class clown sash like senior year. Like I was excited. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do it my senior year. They like skipped my class.
Oh, no superlative for you.
No. And I got most friendly instead, which is like, of course I did.
I'm not nice, I'm funny. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Just the defeat of walking around prom with most friendly.
Most friendly / least sexual. Least desired.
Yeah, why did you have to put that on the back? Nobody else has it on the back.
Yeah. None of these other superlatives have their shadow side. What the hell? I feel like I definitely learned early that like I didn't want to make fun of myself a lot, but I definitely didn't want to be like a helpful target. Like if you resist it, you get way more bullying. But if you go like, no, I'm in on the joke too, they're like, oh, well, this isn't fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
It's like, my feelings aren't hurt. I like it too. It makes people go like, all right, I'm going to go find someone weaker than you to hurt. So I definitely learned that of like, yeah, you can't give them the reaction they're looking for.
You deflect it onto somebody weak. Like, hey, you're going to have to go pick on a weaker victim than me.
I feel like that's kind of what's happening. Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like I was like a chubby kid growing up for a lot of my time and I would always deal with this thing where like I was chubby but nice and like friends with most people, but a few different kids that were also like chubby and like maybe didn't have as much confidence would end up like picking a fight with me to be like, we're on the bottom and one of us is going to be the bad one. And I'm buddy, it's already you. You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to do this, it's a last ditch effort. These people all like me. I'm not in this fight with you. But it's crazy how many times that has happened in my life.
Have you ever tried to like reinvent yourself to sort of, like, I remember one time I was in, I think, junior high, and I thought, if I just walk around school pretending I'm high, people will think I'm cool. Like, oh, this guy knows where the party is. So I would just walk around, like, squinting and being like, hey guys. I did that for like a week.
And had you ever been high or done
it? No, I didn't know for the longest time that weed and marijuana were the same thing at that point in my life. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that instinct because I also can't imagine it was a subtle performance.
Oh, not
because
at all.
Of you, but because of a middle school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When all my frame of reference at that point was maybe like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
We moved around so much, like I said, that there was a point in seventh grade where I just knew I was going to be at a school for a month. It was like a stopping point where we were waiting to move into a house. And so I just told this kid a totally different name. He was like, what's your name? And I was like, Woodrow Worthington III. You can call me Woodsy. So this kid called me Woodsy for a month. The last day I was there, I was like, my name's Mike, by the way.
You'll never see me again.
You'll never see me again. I moved it. That was like
he's like going around the next week being like, did you guys ever, did I make up Woodrow? Was that a real person?
Yeah. Didn't know him.
Every time I called him by his name when he wasn't already looking at me, he would never answer. Yeah. He had no idea.
But like the insult to injury is he was like the one person that was nice that like bothered to even ask me my name. Yeah. You know? But I was just like such a nihilist for that 1 month. I'm like, nothing matters. I'm here for a month.
Yeah. I know that exactly the type of kid that would have said that name too. Because it was me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, stoked to see everybody at the reunion. This has been really nice so far.
Totally. Yeah, this is cool. This is really cool.
I like the new auditorium.
It's great. Yeah.
Good turnout, too. I didn't think all these people would come.
Yeah.
I know. You never know with social media now. It's like, well, we already know what so many people are up to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you know who was in charge for the superlatives? Because we kind of missed it our senior year.
What do you mean?
And I thought it said, well, you know, most likely to be president, class clown, like stuff like that. We just never got it. So we're doing it now, right?
You didn't get one then?
No.
Oh, yeah. I didn't remember them not doing it.
Really? You don't remember? You didn't like have one you really wanted and then didn't get it? And like, obviously, you would have been like, most likely to win a Heisman or whatever. You were
that's
a quarterback.
Nice. I wasn't that good, but that's nice.
But in our school.
Yeah.
I obviously would have been
classiest
in the class.
Most classist student.
Most classist student.
Yep.
Yeah, something like,
like, classist, like judgmental of people who are not in my class?
Yeah, like bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
Like,
class clown.
Huh.
I was always making jokes in class. I was really gunning for it. I felt like I was probably like front runner.
Yeah, it was probably just that they didn't do them that year. You're totally right. Yeah. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yeah.
Are you still maybe, doing comedy?
You know what comedy? I'll do? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at work, I'm kind of the funniest guy at work and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, I brought some stuff, so maybe I'll just make some sashes and I'll
Is that what's in that backpack?
You guessed it.
You brought sash stuff.
Sash stuff. Yeah, just because I don't want to be insulting, but I didn't exactly trust Amanda and Alex to do this perfectly.
I see a very long Michael's receipt hanging out of your bag.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure how many people would show, and it feels like I won't need the receipt because
it's a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Is it like that's puff paint and ribbons and
a lot of candy at the bottom of that receipt too? You had a lot of candy.
Michael does good candy.
But most of this receipt is candy, actually, now that I'm looking at it. It's a lot of
Stop looking at the receipt. Stop looking at the receipt.
Ow!
It's just such poor behavior. It's low class, is what it is. I don't say stuff like that all the time, but that particularly is like, don't get your hands out of my pockets kind of thing. You know, don't count.
Okay. I remember you used to wear an ascot all the time.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
If I like move to a new job or anything, it'll be an ascot, or like I wore a robe and drank White Russians at this one job for a while just to like, you know, have a memorable thing about me.
Is that when you were a car dealer?
Thanks for keeping up with me.
You're welcome.
Instagram
social media,
stories.
Man.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw that. It was like, when we were going to upgrade to a minivan, I was going to go to the lot, but then I saw you weren't there anymore.
Short lived. Did you know that if someone is test driving and the passenger is drinking a White Russian, the driver gets in trouble?
Wow.
So I got fired and somebody else got a ticket.
And are you still in that micro van?
I'm still in the micro van.
How's that going? It's, one door, right?
Yeah, one door, which is nice. Like, you know, you don't get confused.
That is nice. Very straightforward.
It's like that's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny even.
It's pretty funny.
We're all laughing, yeah.
You don't get confused about which door you're going to go in, which door you're going to get out, huh?
Yeah.
How about that, boys?
It looks like the Erica Mobile. Those sashes.
It does look like the Erica Mobile. The front door.
Front door in the front, yeah.
Dude, you're funny. Okay, class jokester
Thank
over
you.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I would take That's that fine. From a Heisman Trophy candidate. Oh, doing
Any
the
day, baby. Yeah, okay.
Surf's up.
Yeah, let's get these sashes out. Sure, let's make one.
That's
yeah.
fine. So let's jokester and clown are different, so that's fine. Clown is more embodying the joke, so that's fine. I'm not, I don't do set up punchlines like you just did with that
and
thing, but.
Not to interrupt, I clearly would have won class ladies man. Is that, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We remember.
Absolutely.
I was right. jealous, and I still am.
Slide okay. one of those sashes over, because we got to make that apparent at this.
So just to be clear, that's because I can't win class clown, and you can't get two, because obviously. Ladies man is like you no, runner up, but because I got class clown, you get ladies man.
He's talking about someone who does well with ladies, not who everybody thinks is the most feminine.
Yeah, not, it's not lady man.
You're thinking of like a Joanna man.
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah.
Like a,
yeah.
What's the other one? Ladybugs, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's yeah. how we see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfunny lady.
Well, which one is it? Because you said Joanna man, which is funny lady. Mm-hmm. You know.
Funny man.
And you said. I got to finish that movie.
You gotta.
Yeah,
you
how far into
it?
Joanna Man did you get?
Well, I got halfway through, but only from a quarter
so you started
of the
late.
Way. To
yeah.
three
you started mid
start late and ended early. Yeah.
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 Well, let's take them out. Maybe if we start making sashes, obviously yeah. we'll start with Ladies Man, Class
Thank
Jokester, and maybe like people will come over and it'll just sort of catch steam. I do think that like it seems like you really want a superlative. Let's make that happen. I think
Thank
that's
you.
A good idea.
Thank yeah. you. I think we'd all have a blast if I did
yeah.
that.
Yeah. 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 Do you want to tell us a joke? I mean, it seems like you really want
to
show
I'm more embody it outfit and you know, I have to like live the it's clowning. It's not stand up. So it's very different
okay.
stuff. It's very different.
Well, do you
stuff.
Want to do some of that?
I'm not ready right now. I was more ready to make the sashes and stuff today. You can't just put a clown on the spot. That's not really what clowning is.
All right.
You're right.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Hey, ladies. Ladies.
Hey, Diane. Oh, Dan.
Oh, my gosh.
What's
oh, my
up?
Gosh. Diane.
You are, yeah.
Everyone's wig away. Piece of crap.
That was a interesting wig. Yeah. Interesting wig. How yeah. how have you been?
And, sorry, and can you actually fish that out of the trash? I got to return it to Michael's.
No.
Oh, my God. Look at all the candy on this receipt. Diane, are you all right?
Scene.
I can't take it anymore.
Lady man.
He's a lady man.
Did you guys, did we start this by saying superlatives? Did you guys get any of them in high, in school, in middle school?
You're skipped.
I did get like
you
most.
Skipped.
It was like most friendly. Or whatever.
Most friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got nicest smile. But they gave it at the like very. That's what I said. Literally, what I said, I was like, "You guys just didn't have one for me. I don't even feel that smiley. Like whatever. I feel shy in seventh grade. I just remember all this kid. We like sort. It was just like in our like little mod or whatever, like our group within the school or whatever. And this, they didn't tell us what all the categories were going to be, but like everybody got one. But this one kid was lobbying. He's like, make mine scariest backpack. Scariest backpack.
What?
And it was just like a JanSport backpack with multiple colors on it. But he was just kind of like a funny kid or whatever.
Okay.
Sort of funny, but also okay. just weird. I think like probably someone said a random thing and he ran with it. But then he got scariest
gets,
backpack.
That's
what?
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty bizarre.
A thing that these guys did for, I've probably told this before, but for our senior photo, I don't know if you had this, but they took a picture of all the seniors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people would have different, like, planned things, which when I came, I was like, oh, I guess I'm not a part of any crews because everybody's got magic shirts and stuff.
Oh, cool. That's funny.
But my friend Robert Rosenthal wore a shirt, is an I Heart USA shirt, but he just put a P at the beginning of USA and a Y at the end, so it said I Heart Pussy. And it was one
Genius.
Of those ones that was just so like left of offensive because of how weirdly clever it was.
It's
to
a little
me.
Bit of a walk, yeah.
Yeah, if you have like plausible deniability, but also you get the credit.
Yeah,
but they had to re-release the yearbook with that edited out. They had like. They made like a new, I think, insert in the yearbooks because wow. they didn't notice it. I think, if I remember correctly, on the wow. first run, there was like an edited and a, like the Snyder cut, the Rosenthal yes. cut.
Are there like copies of it out there with the Pousse that are just like worth a little bit more to your senior class?
Yeah, if you have that one signed by Robert, that's worth a lot of money.
What was his name? Robert?
Robert, I've said both his first and last name, but I'm like, he's a dentist somewhere in the world, yeah. but I don't want him to get it, like, but right. I don't think he'd be embarrassed. Robert Rosenthal.
Robert Rosenthal, and now you have a Ryan Rosenberg. That's
oh,
pretty
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Very limited. Little. It's a very little bit interesting.
I do feel like I replaced him with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I remember taking my senior yearbook photos. They did it in waves, and I had to go down to the auditorium, and it was like this guy... middle-aged man, and I think he was trying to be like hip with the kids, so instead of saying cheese for my picture, he'd be like, say party, or like, say Budweiser, or something like that. But if someone snaps you mid-syllable saying Budweiser, your pictures come out terrible. Like, so like you get like five looks and you pick one for the yearbook, and four out of five were awful. Just me sort of like making a weird face because I was mid-syllable saying pizza party or whatever.
All right, you guys, thanks for hiring me. I'm glad to help you do this Mother's Day shoot for your mother. This is really nice. You boys are going to make her really proud.
Thanks, really Skip. Proud. We're glad to have a pro here. We took a few on our own, and they did not work out. So.
Yeah, that's the problem, you know, with these new iPhones. Everybody thinks, like, you know, you're going to get a great picture, but, you know, you want to hire somebody with the proper equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get you guys shoulder to shoulder here. You know, we'll just do a couple fun ones here, get together, all right? And everybody say Budweiser, 1, 2, 3.
Budweiser.
Hey, that's nice. Looks good, huh?
Can we look just on the screen there real quick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Here, check this out. What do you think?
Oh. All of our mouths are sort of pursed and my eyes are closed, so that one didn't work right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, you're going to want to keep your eyes open.
Maybe a word that's not so filled with different vowel and consonant and schwa or diphthong kind of. I don't know these words. But
sure.
It's probably a process. It's probably, we didn't do great either, right?
Yeah. Keep those eyes open. You're going to want to keep the eyes open. Don't worry so much about the mouths, all right? Don't worry so much about the mouths. The mouths are going to do what the mouths do.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Which is smile, I hope. That's kind of the look.
Sure. If you want to smile, if you want to smile in there for mom, you can do that. If you want to shock her, you can do that too. Here we go. Put your shoulders together. All
right. Okay. We're really shoulder to shoulder standing right on a flat wall. Are we sure this is the right?
Yeah. Well, you want to look close, right? You want to look close. Are you an extended family or close family?
Close.
Yeah. We're close. Great. Yeah.
All right. Great.
I mean, you know, we don't need to get into it.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Colin, why don't you do something with your knees there? Here we go. All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Say Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Don't mind if I have one, boys.
All right. I got confused. I did like a Sagat tiger knee. I don't know if that's what you were asking.
It's it's up to you. I said just do something with your knees.
Okay. All right.
Why are all the things so beer focused? You're now having a beer, second photo you've taken.
Yes, I am. I am having a beer. It loosens me up a little bit. You know, photography can be a stiff job, you know.
Okay.
You're up in your shoulders a lot. You know then? You're up in your shoulders. You feel that stress.
I could use a little sip to calm down because I'm pretty upset right now. I'm pretty upset right
now.
Yeah,
maybe we all have a little sip.
You look really frustrated.
Well, I mean, just that last photo, it looks like two of us are doing a Mick Jagger face while one of us is looking at about to kick our mom. So maybe we...
Where did you get the eye patch from so fast, by the way? You really went Sagat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Street Fighter 2. Yeah.
I'm always looking to make a Street Fighter reference, that's all.
All right, boys, we're burning daylight here. Here we go. All right.
Yeah, usually there's like a lighting setup, and we're just on natural light here, and we started at 6:30 p.m.
Your bag is mostly full of beer.
Yes, it is. Stop looking at my receipts, all right? Look, I'm going to take these photos. You hired me. Let's take some photos.
You're
get
right.
your shoulders
right.
together.
Right.
Colin,
I'm just
nervous. Do something with your knees. Nick, I want to see those lips. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pineapple screwdriver.
Pineapple screwdriver.
We got what we need here.
It was for mid-word.
Put that vodka away and take that dole and toss it, please.
I need this. Don't kick me out of here. Let me just shoot a few more pictures.
Okay, why don't we direct this for a minute? Because I don't like the way this is going so far.
Yeah.
Why don't we walk down sort of by the brook We'll stand in front of the water. It'll just feel a little bit more cinematic, sort of.
Okay.
And on this one, we'll just say cheese.
Right.
Yeah?
I love that, because I thought when you had us meet at the Brook that that is where the photos were going to be, but then we just walked up into this room here. Yep. So it, we do.
The Brook is a good navigation point. You find the Brook, then you walk up to the shack.
Well, we had to walk right past the shack down to the Brook is all we're saying.
Where'd you park? Did you park by the barn?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Boys, it's about happy hour, so let's get this in the can.
It is
here we
not.
Go. All right, go ahead. Get in the Brook there.
All right.
Go ahead. Get in the Brook.
In?
Oh, in.
Do you want a dry photo or a wet photo?
Mom does like, oh, brother, where art thou? Let's just, I guess, hike him up and
that'll
we'll go
fine.
For it.
That'll
we'll
be
go
fine.
For
it.
Okay? All right.
Here we go. Here we go. Shoulder to shoulder, boys. Colin, do something with your knees. Nick, want to see those lips? Greg, turn around. And click. We got it.
What do you mean we got it? I was in the middle of turning around. I just got a bad haircut. I don't want her seeing the back of my head.
That is bad.
Shut up.
You don't.
Shut up. You've been the worst photographer ever. You haven't even asked us what we've wanted.
You want me to cut your hair?
No, that's not an ask.
I got scissors in my bag.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why? To start a beer bong or something? Or what? How,
to
what?
Start a beer
shotgun?
Bong.
Shotgun a beer?
Yeah, I fill up beer bong with scissors and I just did down a scissors.
I'm sorry. This picture is important and we really want this to work for our mom.
Yeah.
So you're not the first photographer we've tried. This has just been hard.
So. Who'd you try?
Don't worry about
it. Did you try Lawrence?
No.
My brother?
No. I don't think.
Where'd you do the pictures?
Downtown. We did them in an
downtown.
Alley.
Downtown. Did you have to? Oh, you showed. Was it an alley and then you walked past a building?
Yes.
Did you go in a sewer?
Yes.
Lawrence.
God.
Damn it.
What is your guys' grip on the town photos?
Hey, Skip Adams, Lawrence Adams.
Yeah.
Are you guys related to Ansel Adams?
We are.
The apple fell incredibly far from the tree.
Of course it did. Ansel's one of the best photographers in the world. That's like being Da Vinci's brother. What if you were Rick Da Vinci?
I guess that would be a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Fred Claus.
Listen, we want you to succeed as well. I mean, you succeeding means we get a good picture.
That's
so
right.
Let's work together on
I have an idea if you want. I have an old photo of us with Mom, and I thought maybe we could recreate the photo older. So we could sort of transition of the old photo and then the new photo.
Age it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Great. Let me see that.
Well,
okay.
You're sitting on Mom's lap in this,
yeah.
And then I'm sort of hugging her from behind, which is really nice. It's weird that you're standing kind of far away, but it's a cute picture.
All right, we're going to need a mom for this. Pile up some rocks and put some leaves on it. The leaves will be Mom's hair.
She's not your mom. Please don't call her Mom. Thank you.
I care.
I guess I'll pile up some rocks.
Up some
this
rocks.
Will be like a funny joke one. Yeah, okay.
Do you Photoshop?
I can Photoshop.
Okay.
You get your hands off my mom's chest, fucking pervert.
What, I'm putting up these, I'm making a chest out of rocks.
You went real slow with the chest rocks.
How would you know it was a woman if I didn't put a couple breast rocks up there?
Yeah, well, go faster and move on.
We're not building you a sex doll here. It's our mother out of rocks for a picture, please.
Of course it's not a sex doll. I wouldn't fuck a pile of rocks.
It didn't sure look like it with the, anyway, what's wrong with our mom, by the way? You should want to fuck her. Gorgeous.
Yeah, wait, what?
Huh? Don't you remember this why I was so far away in the first picture?
You know what? I think I might just take a selfie and send it to Mom. I think I might nail that better than what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Skip, you're going to have to be Ryan.
All right, I'll be Ryan. Ryan, you hold my camera.
Okay.
This will
actually probably work out better.
Here we go. Everybody say cheese.
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 Well, this one looks better than anything we've tried. I think Mom would appreciate this more, even though I'm not in it. Maybe you can Photoshop my selfie into this next to you, or...
I'd love to. All right, boys. That's it for today. I gotta take Venmo.
How much was it again?
$9.
Actually, this worked. This worked out great. It was worth the price.
Another man dog in the books. Thank you so much to our guest, Derek Hackett. Where can people find you? Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I might still be on the UCB Herald team.
So
no,
by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah. maybe.
We're in the middle of big house team shakeups right
yeah.
now.
You could have seen Derek.
Well, you all heard Derek here, so you know that you'll be able to see him at UCB, I hope. Otherwise, yes, there's yes. no God.
Yeah. That is the litmus test for me. Is Derek still on a Herald team? Then I'm a believer.
And anything else? Socials or anything like that?
Other than that, it's your buddy Hackett on Instagram.
That's a good name.
I follow Derek, and you know what I really appreciate, because we have some similar taste in this? A lot of good little food reviews.
Oh,
a lot of good little, like, ooh, I tried the new Grimace Shake, or
just recently tried the chicken pizza.
The chitza.
The chitza from KFC.
Oh, tell us about it.
It is very salty. The herbs and spices does not blend well with pepperoni.
So you're telling me they weren't doing pizza wrong the whole time.
It's Vegemite, but salty. It's called the chitza, huh? And it's chicken pizza?
Yeah, two chicken patties with marinara, mozzarella, and then pepperoni.
I guess it's like, you know, chicken parm with pepperoni.
That's what it is. That's how I was eating. I was like, if I had like some bread with this, it'd be less intense. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Good review.
Mike McClendon, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
You can find me on Instagram at @TheMikeMcClendon if you want to see pictures of my family, and I let you. That's not really an open account. So follow me.
Account is open.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You can follow me at Mike McClendon Improv. That's where I announce classes and workshops that I'm teaching. Art by Mike or Mike McClendon Art is art and graphic design stuff that I do.
Awesome.
So thank you. Thank you for those plugs.
Yes, of
thank
course.
You. Thanks for being here.
I think that's about it for us. Thank you to Trent and Oliver for all of our editing needs, and Casey Traylor for our lovely theme song, Annie Wu for our logo. Big Grande is going to be doing a slight little bit of touring on the East Coast. We're going to be in Rhode Island in May 11th, so check that out, and possibly a couple other shows that are still being nailed down.
That's right. Keep an eye on our socials for when we lock those in, and come see us out there.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.